Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehr, and now a new series just for the pledge drive. Each day for the next week, we'll end our show with Bill McDonald, the obituaries editor for the New York Times. Each morning, we'll pick an obit from the Times and talk about the life of that person. Bill McDonald, thanks so much for doing this with us. Welcome to WNYC. Hi, Bill. Can you hear me okay? So today... Yes. Are you there, Bill?
Hello.
Hi, Bill. Can you hear me okay? Bill seems to be having trouble hearing me, but today's person is Dr. Joyce Brothers, a psychologist that we've all seen on TV since the 1950s. She died yesterday at her home in Fort Lee, New Jersey. She was 85 years old. What I found out today, reading the obituary in the New York Times, is she didn't just show up on television. She became part of the public consciousness through her cramming boxing trivia that won the top prize on the $64,000 question, which was a game show that aired during the 1950s. Bill McDonald, are you there with us? So Dr. Joyce Brothers became a part of our life in the 1950s with her game show winnings. Then she was with us for the next 50 years, including just recently over the years on comedy shows. This was on the Conan O'Brien show just a few years ago.
Well, many women are concerned about the size of their breasts, but they needn't be, because there are some men who prefer small breasts, some who prefer large ones.
Why do you think men like big breasts? Some men. Why do you think some men like big breasts, big old bazongas? Why do they like that?
Because they're still babies. They still would like to nurse at a breast.
So that's Dr. Joyce Brothers talking to Conan O'Brien just a few years ago. So clearly she was able to sort of poke some fun at psychology and was an expert on pop psychology, but she also was an expert, got her PhD in psychology at Columbia University. Dr. Joyce Brothers was in fact a doctor. And Bill McDonald, you're there with us now? Bill McDonald, are we still having technical difficulties? Dr. Joyce Brothers created, in some ways, gave us permission to unravel our psychological existential questions in public. I was thinking how ironic it was that her obituary showed up in the New York Times on the same day that Christine Quinn, the council speaker, revealed in exclusive to the New York Times her struggle with bulimia and alcoholism and subsequent trip to rehab. It's also the same day that Angelina Jolie penned a very personal op-ed revealing her preventive double mastectomy. So in some ways, Dr. Joyce Brothers gave us permission to talk about these existential questions together in public, to give us permission to talk about things together. And she had a sense of humor about it at the same time. And Bill McDonald from the New York Times obituary page, we're having some trouble connecting with him. If you have a Dr. Joyce Brothers story that you would like to share, please call in to WNYC. Dr. Joyce Brothers, in the 1950s, how she got famous was, according to the New York Times obituary that I read this morning, it's really interesting. Hi, Bill McDonald, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am here.
There you are. So glad you're here. I was just about to tell the story that I want you to tell, and that is how Dr. Joyce Brothers became a part of the public consciousness. It was a very deliberate studying of boxing trivia that got her on TV in the first place, right?
That's right. She was a teacher of psychology at Hunter College, and her husband was studying for a medical degree and medical residency, earning $50 a week. And she decided to help the family income by venturing to try out for this quiz show, the $64,000 question, which was a huge thing at the time. It was a nationally broadcast quiz show in which very unusual people would try to answer questions about something completely out of their field. She was a psychologist, and she decided to take on pugilism and boxing. And so she studied up for it, and she read volumes of material on boxing and other subjects as well. She just poured through various kinds, you know, research reference books. And she appears on the show. She wins the grand prize of $64,000, and is the first woman to do so. And that really launched her career. She did it again on another show called the $64,000 Challenge, which was modeled after the first. And so she made quite a bit of money in that alone. And then, but then she became a celebrity, and immediately she was signed up for sports and a sports broadcast show talking about boxing.
All of a sudden, she was everywhere. Bill McDonald. Sorry about our technical difficulties. New York Times obituaries editor Dr. Joyce Brothers, a woman of her time, gave us permission to talk in public about the deepest of our questions. I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC.